The Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, it's marking its 10th anniversary season with performances by, among others, Graham Nash, Art Garfunkel, Audra McDonald, Don McLean, and many, many others. The Castle Street Theater came alive 10 seasons ago, and now Mehewi Executive Director Beryl Jolly says they're ready for the next phase in the theater's development. 3 years ago, the Mehewi's Board of Directors set a goal of raising $2.2 million to stabilize the Mehewi to the next level of programming excellence and financial stability as part of their Impact campaign. Since then, they've raised $1.9 million toward the goal. With just $250,000 to go, they are turning to us, those in the community, their loyal audience, to help complete the historic campaign. Mehewi Executive Director Beryl Jolly joins us this morning to talk about all things 10th anniversary, and it's a great pleasure to have her before our microphones. Thank you very much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having
me. Well, a delight to have you here. Always good to see you. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
It's been an amazing journey over this entire 10-year period.
Yeah. What have you learned in that time about the audiences, about arts in this region, and ultimately, because we are a very arts-rich community, of where you could fit in and find your place?
What we've really learned is that there was a deep hunger and appetite for year-round programming in the Berkshires, and that was an experiment when we started in 2005, this sense that there could be activity and energy and sold-out houses 12 months a year in Great Barrington was the vision that Lola had when we started the organization, and we have thrived and really achieved that. And then the happiness and the excitement and the different responses from audience members to a variety of programming has really been fulfilling as well.
Has anything major changed over the years? I mean, is there anything that you really learn? Say, oh, you know, don't we shouldn't do this in January? For the most part, is it anything goes?
It's anything goes, but there's definitely a rhythm that we've realized, focused in on what works in the winter, what works in the summer, different programming for different months, different combinations of programs, and quantity of programs. So we'll have the HD broadcasts. We have now the dance programming, the music. It's all worked at different times. We've sold out, you know, an astonishing array of performers in this 10-year period.
I want to get to your season and your schedule, which is always amazing. But to me, what is also equally incredible is that you have been able to put together this really impressive group of companies that come in that use the Mehewi for a wide variety of uses and art forms. That's quite extraordinary.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure to serve the community in this way, and that's in both the programming that the Mehewi presents and also as an organization that hosts other organizations. So to be able to host Fairview Hospital's gala each season, to have the Boston Early Music Festival that was just here this past weekend, it's that kind of combination between our own events and those of others that this 700-seat venue can serve that is a real thrill to everyone who's part of our community.
And you have something like the Berkshire Playwrights Lab. They're going to do their thing, but it's going to happen at the Mehewi.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And it's that mix. On any given week, we have Jurassic Park coming up this Sunday, the original movie, and then we'll have the Paul Taylor Dance Company in a couple of weeks' time. So it's a very big mix of events.
Let's talk about the summer season, and then ultimately the full season. You got some stuff going on in the summer, and then you'll really start going in toward August months. And September.
Yeah. Exactly right. So yes, this Paul Taylor Dance Company is bringing 5 performances where their annual home in the Berkshires, 2 different programs, and what's really exciting is the family matinee on Saturday afternoon, July 11th, will be $20 per family. We're hoping to really welcome audience members of all ages to enjoy the talent and the energy behind this company that's so iconic in America. So we're thrilled to have them. The next night on Monday, July 13th, we have Pink Martini with China Forbes and Thomas Lauderdale and international music. A real thrill. It's heading towards being sold out, but there are some tickets left. And as you mentioned, Don McLean, Graham Nash, the summer is really a very big mix of musical talents. But I'm also excited about the special talks we're offering. So Alan and Arlene Alda will come to talk about her book, Just Kids from the Bronx. Dave Isay, who founded the StoryCorps program, is going to talk about that national storytelling movement. And we're just announcing the community recordings that we'll be hosting in partnership with the Great Barrington Fairgrounds and Berkshire Community College so that family members within our community can have interviews with each other and share that StoryCorps program based in Great Barrington. And then Kenny Aronoff, who went to high school at Monument Mountain High School, now plays drums with Ringo Starr, with Paul McCartney. You know, every rock band around the world has seen Kenny. So it's going to be a very big mix of entertainment this summer.
What do you look for when you're putting together a season? I mean,
it's the quality. Yeah. So whatever genre it is, whatever discipline, we're looking for top-notch quality. But then it's the variety, and it's that contradiction and juxtaposition that we really have a lot of fun with as well.
And I guess, I mean, this is a question that obviously any organization asks this question, but and sometimes you think you do, and sometimes you hope you do, and then sometimes you actually do. But do you have a pretty good sense of your audience, of who they are?
It's evolved over the years, but now we're hitting 80% capacity on most of our shows. We've balanced our budget the last three seasons, so we really have found a financial balance and the audience mix. You know, we're reaching that responsiveness to the community, and it's been working.
Give us an idea of what you want to do with the money. So you set this this really cool goal of $2.2 million, which is a lot of money, and yet we also know that you can go through it really quickly because everything is so expensive, especially in the arts. So you've come up with $1.9 million. And that's amazing.
And that's been quietly done over the last few years. We have a stellar board, a really dedicated supportive community. We're actually closing in on that $2 million goal. So we're really actually crossing the threshold. And if we can finish by the end of this summer, if we can reach $2.2 million by the end of this summer, there's an anonymous donor supporting us with a $500,000 gift if we can get this done by September 1st. So it's really this last $150,000, $200,000 in the next couple of months, which is $150 by 1,000 people contributed to the Mahawi. And what we'll be accomplishing is to be debt-free, completely debt-free. We'll have a cash reserve, so we have our own savings account to cushion our choices. But we've been balancing our annual budget, so it'll really allow us to take the Mahawi's programming to the next level.
And most of this is programming and future planning more than it is, oh, we're going to build a parking lot.
Exactly right. The theater is in beautiful shape. It was restored, 10 years ago. We want to maintain it. We want to preserve it. So that's an ongoing focus. But then it really is, what is the programming that this community serves? And we're getting about half our audience from Berkshire County, but the other half of the audience comes from throughout New England, New York City, around the country. So we're really embracing audience members from all over to Great Barrington.
So if it's the Impact Campaign, if you take the I off and the T off, it's MPAC, which is Mahawi Performing Arts
Center. Exactly right.
Very clever and cute. It took me a while when I was staring at the website last night. Okay, so and it's had quite an impact. And
exactly.
So now it's you're going out to the community. You say you've been doing quietly for a while, and now it's time to bang the drum and say, okay, show us what you've got and support this theater that you love.
It's a beautiful historic theater year-round, 1,000 events in the last 10 years, over 500,000 audience members. We're really looking to thrive and sustain what we offer for many years to come, and we're asking the community to support that vision. Mahawi.org is the website. There's a lot of information, and we're really proud of what we've been able to share so far, looking forward to the future.
I've seen some of this on your website, but do you have, what are the highlights for you of the things that you've been able to present?
It's really been a fabulous journey. The fact that we're welcome audience members from all ages, the Met Opera broadcasts in HD are one thing. We also have education programs. We've had 12,000 school children in the theater for a number of educational events. So to have 600, 700 giggling kindergartners is also a thrill. The night we had Barbara Cook with John Pizzarelli, Emmanuel Axe with Yo-Yo Ma, the James Taylor event for Haiti. And then it's Natalie Merchant or Josh Redman with The Bad Plus. It's that amazing array. And the community, watching the audience members really respond to the artists and vice versa. It's a very intimate theater, so it's a very special experience.
It really is. And that is, where do you fit in on the food chain of venues? Because I would think if you're an artist, you would be looking for a place like that. like the Mahawi, because it's such a beautiful size and there is such a an intimacy with the audience.
We definitely have that responsiveness now. I think we've achieved that reputation, and we take very good care of our artists. The food in the Berkshires in this area is very fresh and very organic, and so the artists really respond to how well they're well treated at the Mahawi, and also though the experience of traveling through the Berkshires and being in such an intimate space. So that's been able to help us leverage some of the bookings we're getting, and that's why we're looking to go to the next level and invite bigger and bigger talent for a really intimate experience.
And I guess this is perhaps a question I should have asked earlier, but I mean, is there something that you really want to do that you haven't been able to do now?
We're tasting all of it. Now it just becomes what is the next opportunity?
Okay. All right. So
it's
gives
more
you a
of
sense.
This, and right, the flavors are all here, the mix of it is all here, and now it becomes you never know what's going to become available and how can we share that with
right.
with the Great Barrington Mahawi audience.
And to be in a position to say whatever comes down the road, oh, we can do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's a nice place to be. You can find out more information about the event by... you can find out more information about the Impact Campaign, about the season, about the 10th anniversary, about all of that good stuff by going to mahawi.org, mahawi.org, and find out. And I assume, well, I saw it last night. You have the little thermometer there, so we can see how you're all doing throughout
That's
the summer.
Right. Weekly. And if we can achieve this goal by the end of the summer, $500,000 will really secure the theater's future.
Well, it's great stuff. You can learn more about the theater and their impact campaign by going to mahawi.org. Beryl Jolly is the executive director of the Mahawi. Beryl, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Always nice to have you here. Thank you. Have an awesome season as well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.